sunny, 88 degrees at Bearfield, 92 degrees downtown. Again, today's WoWo's top stories, 57 Indiana counties have now been named agricultural disaster areas, and verbal warfare has broken out between the U.S. and Soviets over the downing of a Korean jetliner. At 4:11, I'm Victor Locke, WoWo News.
Now, with more of a WoWo Golden Weekend, Chris Roberts.
Sneaking up on you. Young Chris of the Afternoon Crew. It's quarter past 4 o'clock after 5 right now in Ohio and Michigan. The great tunes right here all weekend long.
Hey, little girl, you don't have to hide nothing no more. You didn't do nothing that hadn't been done we
garage band extraordinaire, the Syndicate of Sound, and Hey Little Girl, Young Chris, out of 1966, and the Wovo Golden Weekend, 4:17 right now here.
Step into something irresistible, step into Diet Pepsi. Step into something irresistible, step into Diet Pepsi. Put your lips to that Pepsi taste, step into that one. Pepsi.
Need a summertime lift? Try something different this year. Spend Labor Day weekend in Auburn, Indiana, the home of the classics, during the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival. Auburn will be brimming with excitement as America's legendary automobiles, the dream machines of the 20s and 30s, gather together along historic streets. Be sure to visit the world's greatest collector car auction and swap meet Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 3, 4, and 5. 600 cars, Duesenbergs, Packards, Cadillacs, pass through this 13th annual collector car auction. Experience the spectacular pageant of cars, the thrill of record-breaking bids at the Midwestern United States Collector Car Auction. Three big days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of Labor Day weekend. There's more to see. 140 astonishing automobiles at the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Museum. The Parade of Classics, antique arts and crafts shows, tour a decorator show house, ride an antique airplane. Bring a camera along, too. There's something for the whole family at the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival. Labor Day weekend in Auburn, Indiana.
Now you can bank on holidays, Sundays, weekends, anytime. Because now Owl Banks are the most convenient way to bank ever. Just insert your card. Owl Banks tell you each step. To withdraw money, pay bills, deposit, whatever. Owl Banks are open 24 hours a day. Always. Now there's a bank that fits your schedule. Ask for your free Owl card at any office of Indiana Bank, People's Trust Bank, or Fort Wayne National Bank.
Members FDIC.
You'll never give a hoot about banking hours again because Owl Banks are always open.
How about something cool and juicy? How about a Bartlett pear?
Summer, summer fruits, it wouldn't be summer without them.
California Bartletts are at their peak.
Fresh from the tree, taste them and see.
They're easy to ripen. Sweet and delicious, like biting into summer.
Nature's way of smiling, sunshine on a tree, delicious naturally.
Bartlett Pears, sponsored by the growers of California summer fruit.
Now on the WoWo PTC Traffic Watch, here's Tom Partee. Tom?
Chris, no major tie-ups or delays at this time. We do have a few street closures. Townsend Avenue between Michigan and Scott, the right-hand southbound lane of Fairfield at Fairfax, 4th Street between Clinton and Spy Run. Out north, Indiana 1 is closed at the railroad crossing near North County Line Road. Motorists will also find curb work on the right side of Lafayette from Pontiac to LaSalle, but both lanes open. Curb work on the west side of Wells from 3rd to Huffman in the area of Smith and Pontiac and on South Calhoun between Jefferson and Douglas. This is Tom Partee, WoWo PTC Traffic Watch.
Got forecast now from the WoWo Weather Station. Meteorologist Diane Balker and Earl Finkel conspire together for this one. Mostly fair skies tonight. Lows in the low to mid 60s. South winds 5 to 10. For tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny. Highs near 90. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Upper 60s for the low. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy. Highs low 90s. Southwest winds 15 to 20. A chance for thunderstorms late at night on Sunday. Next time we get with the Weather Station live here in about 9 minutes, we'll pin them down as to the Monday forecast. In Fort Wayne right now, mostly sunny. 88 officially at Verifield Airport. It's 95 downtown right here. WOWO.
Feel so
I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything, and tenderly the kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine die, and I love her.
From 1190 WoWo, the Golden Weekend with Jan Kris. It's 4:26 now, 5:26 in Ohio and Michigan.
The season's long battle for the three track championships come to an end Friday night at Bearfield Raceways. It's the final point race of the season, the big season championship, and drivers will be charging for final positions in the point standings at Bearfield Raceways. Will out-of-town invader Leroy Skiles swipe the Super Late Models Championship in his first year at Bearfield? Or will Larry Zinn uphold the honors of winning the title? Can Joe Yoder continue his great season by winning the Late Model Championship? Or will upstart Casey Spiller surprise the experts? How about Frank Vita? Can he become the first driver to win back-to-back street stock championships? Or will arch rival Dennis Covington keep Vita out of the record books? If you're at the field Friday, the racing season's action will unfold. Got a car? Be at the field Friday for spectator races, or witness the fans from the stands getting into driving thrills with a spectator championship. $100 in prize money plus a trophy await the winner. Friday night, Bearfield Raceways. $5 for adults, kids 6 to 12, $2. Under 6, free.
McNugget Mania pours it on. In a historic reunion of the League of Nations, world dignitaries celebrate a new alliance. McDonald's, Chicken McNuggets, and Coca-Cola. For now, when you buy a 20-piece size of Chicken McNuggets at participating McDonald's, you'll receive free, a specially packaged quart of Coca-Cola. 20 McNuggets and a free quart of Coke. Allies for a peaceful picnic.
McNuggets, McDonald's, and you.
Now through September 18th, get a free 32-ounce Coke when you buy a 20-piece order of Chicken McNuggets.
Great. We arrive on vacation, and the traveler's checks are gone.
In the airport.
What do we do?
I don't know. What do we do?
We better call somebody we know here.
Call somebody we know here?
Sure. We must know somebody here.
We don't know anybody here.
We don't?
That's why we came here.
This is Carl Malden. Next time, take American Express traveler's checks. Only American Express can give refunds of traveler's check machines in most major U.S. airports 24 hours a day. American Express traveler's checks. Don't leave home without them.
Start your day with Dial soap and start it right.
You want to know you're at your best. You want all the confidence you can get. Just in case. Just in case. Yeah! Aren't you glad you used Dial?
Confidence. It's all yours because you just can't get a better deodorant soap than America's favorite. Dial.
Just in case. Just in case. Yeah! Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you used Dial? Confidence. Confidence. We install it at Sears.
Right now. Now, get more starting and driving confidence for less at the Sears Pre-Labor Day Automotive Sale. Save $16 on America's best-selling replacement battery, the DieHard. Only $53.99 with trade-in. Save one-third on Weather Handler all-season radials, as low as $99 for a set of four, plus $141 federal excise tax each on tire size P155 ADR12. At Sears Tire and Auto Centers, we install confidence. Sears.
Okay, it's 4:29 right now with Young Chris, and if you've been listening for any length of time to the broadcast this afternoon, then you know at 1 o'clock this afternoon we kicked off an official Whoa Whoa Golden Weekend. Not only the songs of the years gone by, but also some of the memories as far as Whoa Whoa is concerned of the years gone by. And with Earl Finkelweather standing by, we thought we'd play you one of the memories of the years gone by. Sometime circa early 70s, we think. This little announcement for Earl Finkel. This is like when Earl Finkel first started with us, about 72.
Well, I think cooling, like you said, Earl, is in the picture, isn't it?
That's right, Bob. This cold front is really moving right along. It's now just east of the Fort Wayne area. Just
four times each morning, at noon, and three times in the afternoon, WOWO checks the weather live with a professional meteorologist. Earl Finkel makes the weather clear on WOWO.
Bob, you're going to have to button up the kids this morning for school. Cool this evening with slowly diminishing winds and down in the lower 60s.
Hey, this Wobble Weather Station forecast is brought to you by the Perfection Biscuit Company of Fort Wayne, bakers of famous Sunbeam, Hillbilly, and Les Bread. Earl has taken the afternoon off today. We send him over to the Cubs game, and in Earl's place is meteorologist Diane Balka, who's got a super forecast for us, I understand, for the weekend. Is that right, Diane?
Well, I certainly do, Chris, and I think I was one of those kids buttoning up for school at that time when you had Earl starting here. But all in all, we do have some nice weather for the weekend here throughout the Wobbleland area. We do have some nice conditions at the present time, with temperatures well into the upper 80s, even maybe possibility for a 90-degree reading on one of the bank thermometers. But all in all, it is very much on the warm side at the present time, with plenty of sunshine and light easterly winds. A big warm front trailing from North Dakota down into Iowa and back into the southern plains has temperatures soaring well over 100 degrees, especially up and through central South Dakota, where temperatures are extending up to around 100 to 108 at the present time. A frontal system right now, though, swinging in from the northwest corner of North Dakota, dropped temperatures quite abruptly and through Williston, dropping them about 10 degrees in about 10 minutes or so. And that was on about a 25 to 35 mile an hour wind, so the front came on through with a big gust. We will be looking at some shower and thunderstorm activity out of that front coming in on Sunday at night and into Monday morning. But all in all, it does look like a nice weekend is shaping up. For tonight, we'll have mostly fair skies and mild temperatures with lows dropping off into the low to mid-60s, light south winds. For tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, and humid with highs up around 90. Southwest winds increase up to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and warmer for tomorrow night with lows in the upper 60s. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, hot, and humid. Chance for showers and storms late in the day or at night. High temperatures, lower 90s. And if you're planning on heading out to the northern Indiana lakes for the holiday weekend, we'll have light south winds for tonight around 5 knots with calm lake waters. And southwest winds increasing up to about 10 to 15 knots on Saturday with a light chop on the northern Indiana lakes, with the southwest wind at 15 to 20 knots on Sunday. In the World Weather Station, I'm meteorologist Diane Balka.
Okay, Diane, thanks very much. We'll take it. In Fort Wayne right now, 23% relative humidity. Winds are north at 7 miles per hour. The barometer's at 30.01 inches of mercury and falling. Sunny, 88 officially at Bearfield Airport. 93 downtown at Wowo now.
Good afternoon, I'm Victor Mock with a WOWO News update. Agriculture Secretary John Block today designated 57 Indiana counties as agricultural disaster areas. The announcement came during a meeting between Block and representatives of 28 states held in Chicago. Allen County Extension Agent Dick Berglund represented 4th District Congressman Dan Coates at the meeting. He says 35 Indiana counties were not declared disaster areas for agriculture, including Allen County, because Allen County didn't qualify for 30% of crop loss.
A lot of our acres and so forth lie, you know, over around the Woodburn area and so forth, and that they had, you know, gotten quite a bit of rain.
Berglund expects more Indiana counties to qualify for the emergency declaration soon, including Allen, Wells, Adams, Noble, and DeKalb, possibly qualifying. Moscow and the U.S. are trading verbal bombshells over the downing of that South Korean airliner. The Soviet news agency TASS says President Reagan's charges that a Soviet warplane shot down the jumbo jet are slanderous. Prior to leaving California for Washington, Reagan said Soviet denials of the downing are a flagrant lie. TASS countered, saying the Korean Airlines flight was on a spy mission when it crossed into Soviet airspace. Reagan cut short his California vacation as the UN Security Council began meeting just moments ago to debate the plane incident in an urgent session called by several Western nations. Allen County officials today were told to trim their 1984 budgets another 5%. They face a Wednesday deadline. County Council must still find $500,000 to cut from the 1984 budget. The government reported today unemployment held steady in August at 9.5%. Michigan checked in with August unemployment of 14.3%, up from July's 13.1%. August unemployment in Ohio stood at 11.1%. And it's a drive to stay alive weekend. State police predict as many as 15 people may lose their lives on Hoosier highways this holiday weekend. Police promise to be out in force, enforcing laws for speed and drunken driving. Once again, weather-wise, mostly fair skies tonight. A low in the low to mid-60s. We have mostly sunny skies, 88 degrees at Bearfield, 94 degrees downtown. At 435, I'm Victor Locke, WoWo News.
Thank you, Victor. Back again, we have our... Actually, it's not a onesie-twosie today. I'm not sure exactly what it is. We thought we'd try it on. It's kind of a different type thing, maybe one of the strangest type things we've had here as far as the onesie-twosie game is concerned. Today's clue words are, and then I'll explain what we need to do here. Ho-ho, wo-wo are the clue words. Notice they rhyme together. Well, there's another way of saying that, you see. And if you take something like ho-ho and make something out of it that is synonymous, you get the idea, I'm sure. And then wo-wo has a number that goes along with it. You would get the answer that we have in mind today. Pretty weird, huh? Two words and a number for the answer for ho-ho, wo-wo. See if you can do it. Some folks were able to at 2:40 today, and it worked out real well. Good enough. Telephone number 467-1190. Catch you there now. Here's Dion.
Now that I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa, whoa, Ruby, Ruby, I will want you like a ghost, I'm gonna haunt you. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Sometime, each time I see you, baby, my heart cries. Ruby, I tell ya, I'm gonna steal you away from all those guys.
Leon DiMucci on the WoWo Golden Weekend, 22 before 5 o'clock with Young Chris. And our two words, number, onesie, twosie, or whatever it is, it'd actually be a twosie, fourzie, I guess. Ho-ho-wo-wo, the clue words today. Karen had the answer, also Sandy Arnold, Patty Sosenheimer, Al Hall had the answer. First time round of applause for the first time caller, Eloise Whitmer, goes out today. Hi. Eloise. Thank you, Eloise. Good to have you aboard today. And our answer for Ho Ho Wo Wo is Teehee 1190 or Heehee 1190 or something along those lines. We'll put this one where we won't lose it, won't we, huh? The brand new one is coming your way a week from Monday. We'll take one more vacation here and then begin the long dry spell. Be with you every day from like a week from Monday on through until next summer until we get back to the vacation schedules again. But thanks very much for your calls. Look for that new one at 2:40 a week from Monday in the afternoon and here again on the replay at 4:35, okay?
This is the old Record Retriever with another song for Chris Roberts you ain't heard in years.
I'll tell you what, Chris Roberts' record you ain't heard in years is loaded for bear today. British Invasion stuff. Remember the Swingin' Blue Jeans, 1964.
For goodness sake.
British Invasion, Swingin' Blue Jeans with the Young Chris, song called The Hippie Hippie Shakes, 1964, had a couple of hit songs, matter of fact, and promptly never heard from again. They had that song and another one that was originally done, I believe, by Jackie DeShannon, one called When You Walk in the Room, back around the same year, 64. It's 19 before 5 o'clock, and there's more where that came from. Tomorrow morning, Jukebox Saturday morning, and tomorrow night, 8.05 till 11 on the Saturday Night Oldie Show, and all weekend long, for that matter, as we present the Golden Weekend all weekend long here at WoWo. Here again on the WoWo PTC Traffic Watch now is Tom Partee. Tom?
Chris, we would like to correct something from last report. Indiana 1 at North County Line Road will not be closed until Tuesday, September 6th. That's Indiana 1 open until September 6th. We do have these closures to report, however. Thompson Avenue between Michigan and Scott, the right-hand southbound lane of Fairfield at Fairfax, 4th Street between Clinton and Spy Run for the Labor Fest this weekend. Motorists will also find curb work on the right side of Lafayette from Pontiac to the south, but both lanes of Lafayette are open. Curb work on the west side of Wells from 3rd to Huffman, in the area of Smith and Pontiac, and on South Calhoun between Jefferson and Douglas may cause some delays. Tom Partee, WoWo PTC Traffic Watch.
You're the Pepsi generation. Come and join the celebration. Oh, what a time, what a perfect time. It's gonna be Pepsi now.
Oh, what a time. It's gonna be
gonna be Pepsi now.
It's summer sale time at Georgetown, your furniture gallery, formerly your Ethan Allen Gallery, 1121 West Washington Center Road. We've made the big change, and our store is overflowing with exceptional values. Save 20 to 60% during this store-wide event. Save 50% on mattresses and foundations. Choose from such famous manufacturers as FlexSteel, Norwalk, Hooker, Chromecraft, Dixie, Lane, and many more. To do this kind of price slicing, our buyer did some serious hunting, and the prices say, better get here before our stock goes elsewhere. Georgetown, your furniture gallery, has long been known for quality, service, and value. Now, you can add price. Use your convenience store credit card. Georgetown Furniture Galleries in Fort Wayne is truly your furniture gallery. 1121 West Washington Center Road, just east of Lima Road. Georgetown Furniture Galleries. Summer sale time is now. Don't be late.
Hurry, the sale ends Labor Day.
W-O-W-O.
Seconds from now, another winner in the WoWo Golden Giveaway.
Southtown Mall is having an auction. Everyone will have a chance to bid on fantastic merchandise. Save those receipts and take them to Center Court for your free auction dollars to be used at the live auction on Saturday, September 10th. Here are just a few of the items to be auctioned. A lady's 1/3 carat diamond ring valued at over $1,000 from Fox Jewelers. 2 complete waterbeds from the Waterbed Warehouse, a swimming pool complete with accessories, a 35-gallon bubble aquarium from Dr. Pet Center, a diamond and ruby ring from Gully's Keepsake Diamond Center valued at $1,000, 4 Hummel collector plates, lead crystalware and other items from Chronister Hallmark, a personal electric printer with typing and calculating functions from Sears, a food preparation system and 2 electric ice cream makers from JCPenney, and a 1979 Hummel bell and plate from Memory Lane. You may also bid with cash. All proceeds go to United Cerebral Palsy. That's Saturday, September 10th, 2 p.m. No purchase necessary. Visit any Southtown Mall store for complete details.
Now from the WoWo Weather Station, here's a recap on the forecast from meteorologist Diane Bonka. Mostly fair skies tonight, lows in the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs of 90. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows in the upper 60s. And then for Sunday, partly cloudy once again. Low 90s for the slated high. Southwest winds 15 to 20 on Sunday. Good sailboat weather. Got a chance for thunderstorms late at night on Sunday as well. In Fort Wayne right now, mostly sunny, 88 officially at Bearfield Airport. It's 93 downtown right here at WOWO. On the Golden Weekend, time for another Golden Giveaway. And right now, I have got 2 free Kentucky Fried Chicken dinners for the 6th caller on the lines right now at 219-467-1190. Caller 6 wins those free dinners now here at Radio 1190. Congratulations to an old friend, Bob Johnsonbaugh, winner of free Kentucky Fried Chicken dinner for two on the WoWo Golden Weekend. Bob was caller 6 on the lines. Your chance to win comes up again very soon here with Jim O'Brien sitting in for Ron Gregory a little bit later on tonight as the WoWo Golden Weekend continues. 12 minutes now before 5 with Young Chris.
Pretty eyes of midsummer's morn.
Got a quick note for you. I'd like to pass along some information. The Fort Wayne Blood Center of the American Red Cross needs blood donors with type O negative and type AB negative blood. If you have either of these types of blood, you're certainly invited to call for an appointment anytime. The telephone number is 482-3781. That's 482-3781. And thank you so much on behalf of the American Red Cross in advance for your thoughts. It's 9 before 5 here at WoWo.
Forehands were long, my backhands were short, and my serves? Oh, pathetic. The only thing consistent about my game was my thirst. I've been dying for this tab since the first point.
But you beat her, right?
Well, my timing was off.
But you did beat her.
And my footwork was sloppy.
You beat her?
I beat her.
Beautiful.
Tab, Tab Cola. You're beautiful to me. Real cola tastes just one calorie. Tab, Tab Cola. What a beautiful drink.
Well, the tractors are revved up and ready. They're gearing up the grandstand show. Everybody will be there at the Fulton County Fair. I just can't wait to go.
I can't wait for the demolition derby.
There's a smell of down home cooking in the air.
Enjoy the warmth of good old-fashioned gospel singing this Sunday at the Fulton County Fair. America's first family of gospel, the Spears, will be in concert at the grandstand starting at 7:30 p.m. Also on hand for this special 60th anniversary family concert will be the Spears Sisters. The Fulton County Fair, located at Turnpike Exit 3, just north of Wasion.
We're getting ready for a good time at the Fulton County Fair.
Hemorrhoid sufferer Janice Michaels, why do you insist on Preparation H?
I've tried other products and always come back to Preparation H. When you find something that you like and that works for you, you don't want to switch.
Doctor recommended Preparation H often gives temporary relief from pain and itch flare-ups, even helps shrink swelling of inflamed hemorrhoidal tissues.
I am not interested in experimenting anymore. My medicine cabinet only has Preparation H. Preparation H is super.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, even helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
On the WoWo Golden Weekend with young Chris, let's jump back into the WoWo archives from years ago and find out what Ron Gregory sounded like 10 years ago today.
Tonight on WoWo, I'm playing all hit music from the 50s.
I'm walking, you're seeing, I'm talking, by you and me.
60s.
Goodbye, cruel world, I'm off to join the circus.
And now.
Coming red, don't fly away, fly away.
This is Ron Gregory, and I'll be recycling all the hit music from the last 15 years, tonight and every night on WoWo.
WoWo. WoWo.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. She could make me happy.
Happy.
She could make me marry. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere.
Oh, I want the flowers.
Oh, I don't know just why. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flowers.
She seems so sweet and kind. She crept into my to say hello.
I
don't know. sun broke through.
See the sun.
Turned around, she was gone.
When did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hair. But
I knew,
she had made me happy.
Three to go before five, enough of young Chris for this afternoon. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Had a super time today and all week long, for that matter, and I'm glad that you're able to join us today. The Whoa Whoa Golden Weekend continues. Jim O'Brien sitting in for the vacationing Ron Gregory tonight at 5:30. We'll stand by here for the news. Victor Locke for Jerry Hoffman. Catch you tomorrow morning, Jukebox Saturday morning, 9:05 till noon. Okay, very good. Have a safe weekend here.
Listen to me, baby. You gotta understand.
Hey, yo.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Hey, yo.
Stick around. Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait? But till then, when I see your lips begging to be kissed,
stop.
I can't stop.
No, I can't stop without my feet grinding.
Drag my believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rule. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, and she's reading my the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
No, I can't stop without lightning striking again. Lightning.
With 50,000 watts at 1190, it's a Whoa Whoa Golden Weekend on the flagship station of Price Communications.
W-O-W-O, Fort Wayne.
At 5 p.m., clear skies, 93 degrees downtown. An agricultural disaster declared today in 57 of Indiana's 92 counties. Agriculture Secretary John Block made the announcement in Chicago during a meeting with representatives from 28 drought-stricken states. Fourth District Congressman Dan Coates was represented at the meeting by Allen County Extension Agent Dick Berglund, who told WoWo News 35 counties not included in the declaration may be added later.
I think mainly if this weather keeps going on and as they really get into taking a good hard look here at what the situation is in those individual counties, we're going to see more of them come in to play in terms of achieving this 30%.
Area counties qualifying as disaster areas because they lost 30% of their crop or crop value to hot, dry weather include Blackford, Delaware, Grant, LaGrange, and Whitley. Allen was not included. The designations mean farmers will be eligible for financial assistance to get next year's crop in the ground. I'm Victor Locke, WoWo News. Look for an overnight low in the low to mid-60s. It's 5:01. South Korea's U.N. ambassador opened a meeting of the U.N. Security Council this afternoon by demanding the Soviet Union issue a detailed account of what happened to KAL Flight 007. The South Korean official also said that to resolve the crisis, the crash site must be open to international inspection. The only sign of the ill-fated jetliner was reported today by a Japanese patrol boat, which spotted an oil slick in the North Pacific 14 miles from where officials believe the plane plunged into the sea, killing all 269 aboard. The Soviet Union today admitted firing warning shots at a jetliner passing over the Sea of Japan, but the Soviets continue to deny that their warplanes destroy the civilian aircraft. Outside the UN, several hundred Koreans protested the incident.
They are singing the Korean national anthem in loud and lusty voices at this rally in front of the United Nations, where the Korean American community of New York has gathered to protest the shooting down of an unarmed Korean airliner over Soviet territory, shouting slogans, carrying signs to stop the murderers. Herb Chapman, ABC News, at the United Nations Plaza, New York.
President Reagan arrived back in Washington this afternoon to firm up the official U.S. response to the incident, which he's called barbaric. The government said today unemployment stood at 9.5% in August, the same as July. Actually, the number of jobless Americans rose, but the number of people working also climbed to a record 101.6 million. The rate for minority teens did not go down, though. In fact, it hit a record 53%. The working man and woman will be honored tomorrow with Labor Fest 83 in Lawton Park in Fort Wayne. WoWo's Van Rockefeller has more.
Labor Fest 83 will be a day of fun, music, food, and information. Activities will be centered in Lawton Park. There will be a community services tent, which will have a resume writing, typing, and printing service, and a job search agency taking applications. There will also be first call for help, a problem referral service, but other activities as well, according to organizer Kathy Mettler.
An opportunity for people to have some free fun, family-centered activities. We'll have children's events. We will have music from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. We'll have vendors. We'll have food. And particularly, we'll have Tammy Wynette at 4 p.m. for a free concert at Lawton Park.
There will be no parking at Lawton Park. A shuttle service will be provided to and from the park to major downtown city-owned parking lots, Old Fort, City County Plaza, Bar Superior, and Main and Clay. The buses won't run during the Wynette concert. Van Rockefeller, WoWo News.
In a bid to trim $500,000 from the county budget, Allen County department heads were called in this morning and told to dig back out their knives and cut their budgets another 5%. Council met yesterday, cutting $2 million, including overtime pay for county police officers. They have a deadline of Wednesday for passage of the budget. A motive and suspect in an early morning stabbing continue to elude Fort Wayne police. The victim, 18-year-old Charles Cash of Old Dover Boulevard, is listed in improved condition at Parkview, serious but stable. A two-man race now exists for the 17th District Senate seat vacated by Gene Snowden of Huntington. Snowden stepped down last month to take a state job. Today, Huntington County Commissioner Al Updike joined State Representative Dan Stephen in seeking the post. Now, the WoWo PTC Traffic Watch.
No accidents or tie-ups on area streets at this hour, but we do have a couple of street closures. Thompson Avenue between Michigan and Scott, the right-hand southbound lane of Fairfield at Fairfax. 4th Street between Clinton and Fry Run for the Labor Fest this weekend. Motorists will also encounter curb work on the right side of Lafayette from Pontiac to LaSalle, but both lanes of Lafayette open. Curb work on the west side of Wells from 3rd to Huffman, in the area of Smith and Pontiac, and on South Calhoun between Jefferson and Douglas may cause some delays. Tom Partee, WoWo PTC Traffic Watch.
WoWo News Time, 505, 605 in Ohio and Michigan.
Don't buy furniture today. That's right, don't buy furniture today. Historic Souders of Grable, quality merchants in Grable since 1907, is closed today. But tomorrow, well, tomorrow is a different story. Right now, out at Souders, their salespeople are scurrying around, marking down the price of every single piece of furniture in the store. Prices are being slashed on Pennsylvania House, Thomasville, American Drew, Clayton Marcus, Lazy Boy, and other famous brands. There are tremendous savings on quality mattresses and box springs as well. Souders remodeling and restoration sale ends tomorrow. At 9 a.m., that same front door that Eli Souder opened in 1907 will open on tremendous Labor Day weekend savings. For 12 hours, you can save on America's finest furniture, but then it will end. Souders of Grable is closed today, but at 9 a.m., Souders' historic front door will open to savings you'll remember for a long, long time. Historic Souders of Grable, merchants of fine traditional furniture.
Mostly fair skies tonight with a low in the low to mid-60s. Currently in Wovo Land this Friday, September 2nd, Indianapolis is partly cloudy, 88. Evansville, partly cloudy, 87. No report this hour from South Bend. Here in Fort Wayne, clear skies, 87 degrees at Bearfield at 5:06. The following Wovo business news brought to you by Fort Wayne National Bank. They have a daily interest in you. First, Rudy Ruderman with a look at today in business.
It was a good day on Wall Street, but a dull one. Even though it began with a smoke bomb scare on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange that forced a quarter-hour delay in the start of trading, and a day that ended with a power failure in the financial district that knocked out some facilities at E.F. Hutton and several other brokerage firms and wiped out some of the data retrieval lines to this office. But we do know for sure the Dow Industrial Average ended up some 8 2/3 points, and the volume ended down at 59.25 million shares. It was one of the slowest sessions of the year. And it was a more or less typical pre-Labor Day weekend affair, with not even anxieties over the Korean airliner downing breaking the normal historical pattern of a market advance in quiet trading. In fact, the anxieties helped one recently neglected sector. Many defense-oriented stocks showed strong gains, and yesterday's sharp drops in soybean and grain futures was partly reversed on the assumption the U.S. won't renege on its grain deal with the Soviets. The usual Friday money supply syndrome also kept trading down in many financial markets. And then the Federal Reserve Board reported after the close that M1 in the latest week fell $1.4 billion, and most people have been expecting a gain of up to $1 billion. So the business week ends with good news. Spot gold today was up $1.50 an ounce at $416.90, and silver gained 11.5 cents to $12.23. From Business Week magazine, this is Rudy Ruderman reporting.
Now a roundup of area activity on Wall Street with Mark Wellington of Payne Webber.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed out the week up 8.64 points to close at 1,215.45 and trading at 59.5 million shares. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power 18, Air Wisconsin 16.25 bid, Beatrice Foods 28.38 up 1/8, Central Soya 14.58, Dana 39.78 up 1/2, Franklin Electric 17.25 bid, GE 50.75 up 1/2, General Motors 72.25 up 7/8, General Telephone 42.78 up 1/8, International Harvester 9 down 1/4, Lincoln National 57 up 1, Northern Indiana Public Service 13.58 up 1/8, North American Phillips 67, Norfolk and Southern 62.75, Phelps Dodge 28.75 up 1/4, Super Value 30.78 up 5/8, Tokheim 22.25, United Telecommunications 22.18 up 1/8. United Technology 69.25 up 1.375, and Xerox 44.625 down 1/2. Today's cash fund rate was 8.86%. Once again, the Dow Industrials were up 8.64 with 917 advancing issues, 541 declining issues. There were 48 new highs and 4 new lows. From the offices of Payne Webber, this is Mark Wellington.
On the New York Exchange, the average share gained 17 cents. On the American Exchange, the Amex Index was up 221 at 232.47, gaining 16 cents. On the over-the-counter market, the NASDAQ Composite closed up at 330 at 297.85. Here's the closing cash grain bids at Central Soya's Decatur, Indiana terminal. Wheat's at 387 for December delivery. Corn at 360.5 for the 15th. Beans are at 899.5 for delivery Tuesday.